Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us right now. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing? Hello, Jeff. We might have some problem with the video feed. I heard there was video feed trouble yesterday, but unfortunately, I was blaming Logan Arblaster.
Try again. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, look at Harry back there. He's a wizard. There were some technical difficulties yesterday. Harry goes beep, boop, boop, and figures it out. Because we're on it, Jeff, a couple things. One, your reaction to Bill Belichick last night. Also, your takeaways from Pitt Duquesne on Saturday.
Sounds like Thriller.
We're supposed to have Hathorn on, not Greg Brown.
About those Panthers. No, I mean, wow, what a beatdown that was last night. As for Pitt, I mean, I thought they did what they were supposed to do. I love to see a receiver make a couple of big plays like Blue Hicks did. I mean, that jumped out to me. I mean, there are still some things to work on. Obviously, you don't want to rest on a game, and you got to, you know, a team in Central, and then you hope that they're not looking ahead to next week in Morgantown. But yeah, I mean, I like some of the things, almost all of the things I saw. Again, where there are some things you could work on, yes, but it's game tape after a decisive win that you should have had.
Now, Jeff, I know you were at the Pitt game and you were working as you always are, but I'm sure that you saw the highlights or even watched the game back of Ohio State and Texas. Did you see anything out of Arch Manning? Because obviously I was working. I know Crowley watched some of it. Did you see anything out of Arch Manning? It was like, wow, this guy really is struggling. Or did the stat sheet in the game tell a different story?
I mean, I think it's twofold. I think Ohio State's defense played really well. I think you had, you know, Matt Patricia, you gave him basically a couple of months to get ready for a game plan for a game. And I thought Ohio State was schematically where they needed to be. And they didn't miss tackles. Like, they didn't give Texas anything. That was impressive. That being said, there were some throws there missed by Arch. I mean, that first start on the road in that environment, he made some mistakes. That doesn't mean he's going to be a horrible quarterback. But obviously that first one, I mean, when you start in that, I mean, how many quarterbacks have started in that type of environment for their first game? I would expect him to bounce back. Let's see. I mean, part of what you want when you're drafting a quarterback is how do they bounce back from adversity? Well, now he had adversity on a huge stage. How's he going to do it? I mean, one of the things they liked about Will Howard was he had a bad game against Michigan, but bounced back in the playoffs. So let's see what Arch does.
Had a bad game against Michigan. Yes, he did. Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, your reaction to Jaylen Warren getting a contract?
Yeah, I got to admit, I didn't necessarily see that coming before the start of the season. But I look at it, I think it's a win-win. I think for the Steelers, it's $12 million guaranteed for a guy who could potentially break out and be a starting running back. And man, you get him cheap. If it doesn't work to where he's going to be the lead ball carrier, you're still not paying a ton of money to him. So you're not breaking the bank on Warren. And for Warren, you've dealt with some injuries. Man, you were playing a few years ago at Snow College.
Man.
And now you're getting $12 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not throughout the life of the rest of your hopeful football career. So I think the situation works out well for both guys. It doesn't mean that they can't play Caleb Johnson. What it means is Jalen Warren's going to be around for most of Caleb Johnson, and it's going to be up to Johnson to really earn those opportunities.
Jeff, I know that your feelings may change within a couple days because we're going to speak to you again on Thursday at 9:30, and I'll probably ask you the same question. But as you sit right now, what is your sense and your feeling around the Steelers on Sunday, and mostly Aaron Rodgers? Like, what are you expecting out of them? What are you expecting their approach to be on offense? What are you expecting their approach to be on defense? And do you think that they will go and dominate, or do you think that it'll be a close game against the Jets? Like, how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I'll probably say it Thursday too. I mean, I don't really know what to expect. Right. I mean, we've seen it in practice. We've seen it against their own defense, but we haven't seen him out there. What I expect to see, I think people will be surprised with how quick his release still is, how well he moves around in the pocket. Can they establish the ground game? If they can, I think they have a good day Sunday because he still can make throws. I'm anxious to see him outside of a practice setting with DK Metcalf. You heard what Ben said about their combination. This is the first time the Steelers have had a number one like this since AB. So how is that going to play? And John, who's missed some time recently, now that he gets back into the fall, I mean, there's some things I think for all of us that watch practice every day that we're curious to see how that translates. Probably the coaches have the same feeling every week one of like, okay, we've done all this stuff, but how's this going to play out in a game? But I think fans will be surprised of how good Aaron Rodgers or how smooth Aaron Rodgers looks if they can establish a ground game and he can get that play action going.
Jeff, Steelers named their captains yesterday: Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, and then who's the special teams guy?
Killebrew.
Miles Killebrew.
Of course it was Miles Killebrew. Anything to glean from that?
No, consistency. The fact that obviously the players aren't worried about Cam Hayward's hold-ins or issues with his contract, or he wouldn't have been voted captain. And as for Aaron, I mean, I think he's been the most popular quarterback there since Ben. And I think that's easy to say. I mean, he has fit right in. He's learned guys' names. I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, normally it goes to the quarterback. What is this, the fifth different year with a new quarterback as an offensive captain? So, I mean, Trubisky, Pickett, they've all been captains. Russ was a captain last year. There is something different about Aaron and the way he's presented himself, the way he's behaved. I mean, I think this has surprised most people.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, going back to college football, did you watch Lenore Sellers this weekend?
I saw parts of it, and I saw that run where he got the first down at the end, and it was like, damn. Also, that throw he made down the seam in the fourth quarter. I mean, if you were just to stack it up after week one, I mean, Lenore is high on that list. There's the quarterback from Arkansas who had a really good game, but that's why it's more than just week one. But his athleticism, if that's what you're looking for in a quarterback, if it truly is what Tomlin has said for that he wants that type of dual threat, and Lenore Sellers has to be really high on that wish list.
Do you think? Do you think we're in for a good season, both of you guys? Do you think we're in for a season where it's going to change week to week, like who the top quarterback is week to week, or do you think that somebody's going to separate themselves from the pack and be like, okay, like this is the number one guy?
Well, everyone's playing for second right now behind Nico Markiel. I think anybody with eyes could see that. I mean, that guy is just a special jump-off-the-screen talent for West Virginia. Yeah, I do think I've loved Lenore Sellers through the whole process, but I thought all these guys would make a statement week one.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I thought Aller played fine. Nussmeier had moments. Apart from Sellers, they all kind of left some meat on the bone, except for Carson Beck, who was shockingly competent for Miami.
Yeah, I do think it'll change week to week. Hell, we're in an era where things change minute to minute.
Right.
People's opinions change all the time. But I do think, and it's going to be a matter of, okay, do you want, just after week one, do you want the Carson Beck type? Do you want a Lenora Sanders? Do you want a little bit of a mix? Like Arch can be, but didn't show much in Columbus. So, yeah, I think, and that's going to be, it's going to be cool for, I guess, us here and fans across, like watching all these different quarterbacks. It's going to be a hell of a lot of games to watch.
Yeah, I would like Lenora to stink a little bit more. Can you have a few more flaws to your game, buddy, so that you can drop a little bit in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, show some flashes, and then at the end, just fall off the cliff on purpose.
Yes, interview so bad, that whole thing.
Right.
You know, maybe don't tweak it.
It'll be well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, we appreciate the time, buddy, and we will talk on Thursday for a full Steelers-Jets preview.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.